you lovely toaster listener. Welcome back to another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. The fabulous Emmanuel Sanubi is my guest today. We'll be chatting to him in just a moment. But before we begin Amazon search proceedings, I have just got time to tell you about the very, very cool, very, very wonderful Hot UK Deals platform. They're dudes, these guys. I love them. Head over to Hot UK Deals. You can download the app. It's the best way to do it. And essentially, what you're looking at is a beautiful community of over 2 million people hunting down deals and then showing them to you. Imagine like a Reddit vibe, but just great deals. It's like you've got loads of shopping PAs. We're running a fabulous competition with our pals at Hot UK Deals. If you'd like to enter it, then you could make yourself a winner, a lot like Tom McGonagall. Congratulations to Tom, who won himself an Espresso Virtuo Next machine. I've got one of those and they're lush. Well done, Tom McGonagall. This week, we're going to be giving away a Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer. It's actually made me salivate a bit there. Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer. If you would like to win a Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer, here's what you have got to do. You've got to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We are at ToasterPod. You've got to follow Hot UK Deals on Instagram. They are at Hot UK Deals. And here's the kicker. Here's the really crucial element that we're after this week. You've got to follow us on YouTube. We're building our YouTube channel. You can watch all of our shows. Well, most of them. Well, some of them. A few of them. We are trying and succeeding to put all of our shows up on YouTube, and we want you guys to subscribe. So, can you please go and subscribe to the My Mate Bought a Toaster YouTube channel? The address for that is youtube.com/@MyMateBoughtAToaster. That's easy, right? At My Mate Bought a Toaster. Look us up on YouTube, at My Mate Bought a Toaster, and you can subscribe. And once you have subscribed, I'll be able to see, and then I'll triangulate and I'll find the people who have subscribed and followed on Insta and TikTok and all that business. And one of those will be winning a Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer worth £100. It's a great gift. Well done again to Tom McGonagall from last week. And don't forget to check out Hot UK Deals. It's really quite a cool place to go and find deals and indeed have deals shown to you that you didn't think you wanted, but then you suddenly do. And before you know it, you're spending money. That's good, isn't it? All right, then. Are you ready for today's episode? Do enjoy, please, caller. Here's the wonderful Emmanuel Sanubi.
Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But Tom Fox talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Hello, welcome back. This is My Mate Bought a Toaster, the show that dives into my guests' Amazon purchase history to tell their life story. Joining me on the Amazon confessional couch today is the brilliant Emmanuel Sanubi. Hello.
Good morning.
You all right?
Yeah, good. Pretending not to be tired.
Yes, there's an art to that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I think once you start doing anything, the adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
And you convince yourself you're fine.
Do you ever have moments where the adrenaline doesn't arrive and you're like, I'm on stage in front of hundreds of people?
So far, no.
Okay.
But it has been sort of a fear.
Yeah.
Where there was one time, there was a show I did and I drove maybe, I'd say 14 hours over 2 days.
No.
And I got to this festival.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty much going to be just adults in this tent. And there must be like 1,000 people.
And when you're doing stand-up and it's just adults, there is a part of the stand-up's brain that thinks, I can swear, I can just do what I like.
Jeffing I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where my brain was. Yeah. I thought, right, I can let loose. I can get rid of this tired and just go out and have fun.
And how long were you down to do?
I was doing a 20.
Fine. That's fine.
And about 12 minutes in, I noticed this single child on his own in the middle of the crowd, but it looked like everyone had sort of taken a step back from us. He was like in a little crop circle.
Oh, God.
And I was so tired. I stopped as like, sorry, can everyone else see that? Like, we can all, it's not just me, right? We can all see that.
There's a sixth sense thing happening here.
Yeah, it felt like that. And it really kind of freaked me out. And it turns out his dad was stood next to him. But then for some reason, people had taken a step back from this kid.
Some people do take their kids to gigs, especially festival gigs,
yeah.
And it's good for them.
Yeah.
And they look at you and the parents are like, no, it's fine, mate, do what you need to do. But as a comic, you're still going, I can't.
Oh, so on my last, when was it? It was the Edinburgh Fringe 2022 for my debut year.
Yeah.
And in this one this one show, this couple brought their I think he must have been about six, to my show.
So vulnerable.
It says on there, like, over 16.
Such a malleable brain.
And I've walked out, and the audience had already seen the kid.
Yes.
So they're waiting for me to come out and notice this kid that sat three rows in the middle with his parents, in the middle of his parents.
What is it with you and kids right in the middle?
I don't know. I don't know why they come to my shows. I don't know what something about me says, yeah, bring your children. And this, I walked out, and I was like, right, I'm going to speak to the parents first. Just so you know, like, do you want to keep your child in here? And they're like, yeah. I was like, I'm not going to change.
Yeah, of course.
They're like, no, it's fine. They're already laughing. I was like, it's fine. I went, right, I'm letting the audience know. Two things are going to happen in this next hour. At some point, I'm going to swear at this kid. I'm letting you all know, I'm going to swear at this child. I'm going to call him a name. I'm going to swear at him, but the swear will be there. I'm letting everyone know now so it doesn't get awkward. I was like, secondly, at some point in the show, I don't know when it's going to happen, that kid's going to do something hilarious and the show's over. Because kids don't know that their timing is always comedy genius.
Way better than anything anyone can write.
And I was like, it's going to do it. I know it's going to happen. And luckily enough, it must have been about 50 minutes in.
Towards the end then,
yeah,
right towards the end.
I'm making a point.
Yeah.
And I'm making quite an aggressive point as well. And I always go sort of overly aggressive to prove the point.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is about seeing me in a dark alleyway.
All right.
And how there's not many ways that I can make that situation better.
Yes.
And I was like, I could, it's all about seeing me walking behind a woman in an alleyway. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't scream at her to let her know that she's okay. I can't go, stop running! And this kid just went, stop running. And I was like, thank you very much and good night. I was like, show's done.
Did you leave it there?
I came back on and finished the show, but at that point I was like, I told you. This whole big aggressive point, and then this kid had just sucked out every part of aggression from that joke.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, you're not that scary.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, listen, to really get the show up and running, we're going to open the door and please welcome that child. Here he comes. Pop him right in the middle. It's on your rider. So welcome along, Emmanuel. I'm sure you know about this, but the ruse is we're going to dive into your Amazon account. Now, there's a bit of a twist straight off the bat, which is, this isn't your account. This is your other half's account that you now share.
Yeah.
But the point of the show is we go right back to the beginning.
So this is going to be new for both of us.
Exactly. So this now becomes more of a sort of relationship podcast rather than a journey into your soul. But I am now going back to November 2007.
Oh, my God.
And we need to make sure, are you happy for me to do that? Because this is someone who isn't here.
I need to do some quick maths.
When did you meet? When does your Amazon account merge?
I don't.
Calculator on his phone.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Okay.
Together. What year is it? It's 2000.
2024, mate. Yeah.
I'd go probably maybe 2019.
Okay. That's when we fully.
Yes.
The two lanes merge into one.
What? Yes. I think it was around 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, I didn't really care about it. And then I can't remember what I ordered. We might find out today.
Yes.
But it came later that day, and I was an Amazon convert after that.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That is the magic of Amazon. It's one purchase that makes us just go. Ooh.
And I was just like, but I've just ordered this.
Mm.
And have you ever seen the film The Founder when he orders the burger and it comes straight away? He goes, no, that can't be mine.
Because
normally it takes ages.
This is about the guy who invents McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that stole McDonald's, we should call it. That's how big that franchise is, that they made a film that clearly shows him stealing it.
Yeah.
They don't even hide it. Really, you should watch that and go, I'm never eating there again. But I watched that and went straight on Uber Eats.
Got the burger that evening. It's interesting as a corporate response, and obviously it feels dangerous for a podcast to take on the gloriously independent small McDonald's, who I'm sure aren't litigious at all. But as a corporate response to that film, they shrugged.
Yeah, they went, yeah. Yeah. So?
Yeah, we did. Do you want a burger? And everyone went, yeah.
Yeah, we do. What new burgers have you got, in fact?
It's also, it is sort of what the oil companies do. They go, yeah, it's bad, isn't it? Do you want some petrol?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll kind of need it now, don't I?
So we go to 2019, and I think there's definitely a kid in your life, unless you're buying things for people at your gigs. I don't know. But I'm looking at March 2019. We're seeing things like scooters. We're seeing Zog's kids swimming goggles.
Yeah.
There's a job when you just got to take a little one swimming. How old is the little one in your life at this
little
point?
Little ones.
Ah,
little
plural.
Little ones.
Okay, what are we saying at 2019?
So the eldest is 9.
Okay.
The middle one is 6.
Okay.
And the tiny one is 16 weeks, depending on when this comes out.
So okay. So in 2019 then, so we're going
2019,
back in...
2019, we
just minus 5 from everything we've just
said.
Yeah,
so we've got the big 2.
Okay. And how are you finding family life at this point? Just before the lockdown happens.
Oh, do you know what? It was what I expected it to be. I grew up in a big family. I've got 5 older sisters.
Oh, wow.
Those 5 sisters have produced 9 nieces and nephews.
Great. That is
so
a squad.
So I've been surrounded for as long as I can remember.
Also, that is a supply of babysitters
yeah.
that you've got right there. That is excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. So you knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Look, here we go. 8th of November, $14.99 spent on the Salter Razor bathroom scales. November. That is a bad time to buy bathroom scales as you head into Christmas.
So let's have a look.
Okay.
That's mine.
Okay.
Sure it is mine. Yes, what date was that?
November, 8th of November 2019.
Okay, so I'll tell you why I bought those. let's drag this down.
Oh, yeah.
October 2019, I went through heart failure. So November, I'd just come out of hospital and I had to watch my weight.
Oh,
and
wow.
I bought those scales.
Well, how did heart failure happen? What happened?
I don't know. Partly genetic, partly lifestyle.
Okay.
And I think I was just burning the candle at both ends for a long time, because at that point I was still working full time.
Right.
But I'd also got really busy at stand up.
Yeah.
So I was in the office Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
But then Thursday through Sunday I would always be on the road.
Late at night as well.
Yes.
Oh,
and
my
it
God.
Was just, and sometimes during the week there'd be a gig and then I'd have to go to work in the next morning.
Yeah.
I'd have to drive to Manchester, get back, go to the office.
What job were you doing?
I was working in IT at
right.
the time.
Okay.
So I was absolutely everywhere, and this is sort of festivals are kicking in now.
Oh, it's exhausting.
And when you get to the weekend, you go, I'm going to go out and drink the whole weekend, which you would do.
Mm.
Diet was a mess because I'm on the road all the time.
Yeah.
So there was no, and it just sort of all creeped up, and then I was doing a show, and then on stage all of a sudden I couldn't breathe. What actually happened, and we did find out, was I went to the hospital.
Yeah. Where did this happen? Nearby?
This happened in Dubai.
Oh wow.
But the week before Dubai, I went to the hospital because I just didn't feel right. And me being me, if I go to the hospital, something's wrong. Like,
okay.
I never go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I was always that guy. If you look at I actually got to see my hospital record, and it's all injuries, never an illness.
Yes.
It's a rugby injury.
Injury is the no choice, go in there. That shouldn't be
like,
that shape.
You have to go in there.
That is bone.
But this one, I was like, I'm not okay, and I took myself.
So what were we saying? Were you feeling, super tired? What was
What was happening was, every time I was lying down, I couldn't breathe properly.
Gosh.
Which was really weird because it's so abnormal.
Yeah.
But because I was fine sat up. But the moment I lay down, which if I'd have told them, but I didn't know that was an actual symptom.
So that's a known symptom, is it?
So they would have been able to figure it out. If I'd have told them when I lie down, because it shifts where your body parts are, and
yeah.
it made it much harder for your heart to pump oxygenated blood around the body. So I went to hospital, said I was like, I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not okay. And it was the urgent care unit, and they strapped me up and they gave me all ECG, and everything came back fine. This was the problem.
Hmm.
And she said, the only thing I can see is you've got a throat infection.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And I thought, do you know what? She said throat infection. I heard a cold. I thought you'd be fine. you'll get over it, your body will fight it off.
Yeah.
And then what happened was the infection spread from my throat to my lungs, my chest, then it hit my heart.
Oof.
And my heart went, yeah, I'm done.
Cheers, lads, all the best.
Yeah, you lot crowning on about me, I'm going to have a quick nap.
I'm going to knock it on the head in Dubai. So you're on stage, and was it the full-on collapse, or...?
No, all of a sudden I just couldn't breathe, but I knew, weirdly enough, I knew I had to finish the show.
The show must go on.
It was like the last joke, and I was like, right, let me just get these words out.
Ay, ay, ay.
And let me get off the stage and get back to the hotel. And then that, I couldn't sleep that night. And I flew back to London. I was like, I'm still thinking, chest infection, all right, you're ill, you'll be fine.
Because the healthcare in Dubai is probably great. You should have stayed out there,
I probably should have stayed out
there.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what was weird. That because I knew it was a throat infection, I got someone to get me some antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
And these were just like pretty much random antibiotics.
Backstreet penicillin.
Something's going to help. And I'd taken those, I'd taken paracetamol. And even when I told the doctor this, and he was saying, like, you could have literally just dropped, because this is the condition, it's cardiomyopathy. So it's the condition you see where a football player just drops dead.
Right.
So that's what it is.
Okay.
And when the doctor was like, you could have literally just died, I was thinking, I am not famous enough to die that way in a hotel in Dubai off three antibiotics.
Yeah.
Worst overdose ever.
So at this point, so we've got the bathroom scales. I mean, this is the show in its essence, right?
Yeah.
One item and we've got a whole story there. That must have been also, at that point, what, you had two kids or one kid?
Two.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Have you had operations and stuff? Or was it just a case of lifestyle?
Lifestyle. So I didn't. I quit smoking.
Mm.
That was. I was used to be a really heavy smoker, and I've not had one since.
No.
So I stopped in Dubai because it physically hurt to smoke.
Yeah, but you can get duty free. Oh.
Well, this is the thing, and they're so cheap out there.
Oh.
I was furious, and I thought to myself, I was literally thinking, when I get home, I'll start smoking again. It'll be fine. And imagine that, it'll be fine. I'll start when I get home. And the thing that freaked me out is the night before we flew home, I started coughing up blood.
Oh, Manuel.
Yeah, and at that point, my head's gone, you've got lung cancer.
Yeah, of course it has. Yeah,
because that's what, and it's like a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So when I'm in the hospital, and I didn't say anything because I was like, I need them to tell me. And I was terrified. So when they came in and they were like, it's heart failure, I was like, yes!
High-fiving them.
Yeah. I was like, everyone, high-five all around. And the way this doctor and the nurse looked at me, like, is there something really wrong? I was like, and I told them what was going on. They're like, all right, fair enough. And they checked. They was like, no, there's no signs or anything like that.
And how old were you at this point?
2019, I was, what, 38?
All
so
right.
Very young for it.
Yeah, very young for it. I had a big health scare when I hit 40. I had a skin cancer scare. And it happened during lockdown. It changes a lot. I mean, yours is much more dramatic than mine. But it is a proper, it's almost like a half-time whistle.
Yeah. It changed how I think about everything. And I suddenly realised a lot of the things that I thought mattered don't. I was like, once you seem worse, and even changed my comedy because I'm a lot more carefree with it. Because before this, ironically enough, my biggest fear was dying on stage until I nearly died on stage. And after that, it became more fun. Because every single gig now was an extra privilege that I get to do that I might not have got to do.
And this is obviously years ago. Does that still happen now? Do you still do gigs in that freewheeling?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
I mean,
it hasn't changed. It changes like how you write, because now you're a lot more honest with your write. You've got something that you really want to share.
Yeah.
So I don't make stuff up. All the stuff I talk about has happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so good. A lot of people say a near-death experience, very good for you.
Oh, it's great.
If only we could sort of manufacture them.
So this is the thing. So 2019, so I was writing my Edinburgh show at that point.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, I'd written about 40 minutes worth and I got real writer's block. I couldn't think of anything. And then this happened. And I was like, get in. And that gave me another 10 minutes of writing about this. And then I got stuck at that point. And I was like, I need something else to happen.
Yeah.
And I'd just come out of hospital.
Yeah.
And where I was lying down for so long, when I left hospital, they didn't give me blood thinners. And they had been giving me blood thinners in hospital.
Oh, we're not looking at... it's not clutter clock, is it?
Yeah, so
oh,
when I came out of hospital...
Don't.
I'm sitting there and I'd run out of more stuff to write. And I was like, I need at least another five. And then I had a stroke. And I was like, get in. There we are. I had a TIA. I had a mini stroke. And then that then made it into the show as well.
So when you've got a new Edinburgh show,
yeah.
Your family must be absolutely bricking themselves.
Like, is he going to get hit by a car now? Or what's going to happen? What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Welcome back to part two of My Mate Bought a Toaster. More from the brilliant Emmanuel Sanoubi in just a moment. Before that, though, I've just got time to tell you about False Economy. It's a great podcast hosted by Vic Slayton and Paul Watson. I thoroughly recommend it. Their latest episode is called Have You Been to the Chocolate River Yet? Well, who hasn't, guys? Who hasn't? They're talking about the infamous Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow. And they'll be telling you how big a pay rise you need to keep up with the increased cost of living. A depressing fact, but with some funny, lovely people talking you through it. That's Vic Slayton and Paul Watson and friends over at False Economy, a great podcast which I cannot recommend enough. Okay, shall we get back to the episode then? And now we return to Emmanuel Sanoubi. Enjoy, please, caller.
All right, look, let's crash into 2020 now. Obviously, you've just had this massive health scare, and then the world has a terrifying year of health scares and health awfulness.
That made me feel better.
Did it?
It made, because I felt like everyone had to slow down with me.
Yes.
Because at that point, I didn't want to slow down.
Yes.
I didn't want to kind of admit defeat, if you like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I knew that I needed to. So when what was it, March 2020, the world went into lockdown.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it felt like everyone was shared my feelings.
Yeah, you're making it sound like a sort of mellow experience. 12th of March 2020, the Cushine quilted luxury lavender scented toilet tissue. You did it. We see it every single time. March 2020, people go on Amazon and buy bog roll.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, why are you hoarding toilet paper? Because I'm shitting myself.
I used to have a joke about that. I didn't do it loads because every comic started doing COVID stuff.
Of course.
And it was that feeling of, I remember standing, like when you go to Tesco's, for example, and see people hoarding toilet paper and fighting over toilet paper and thinking, you lot look ridiculous. I was like, but just in case, I'm going to go and buy 50 rolls. Yeah, yeah. But I thought, I'll get it on Amazon because then I'm not the person. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'll be fighting online. You've also developed a very, very tasty addiction to oat milk in 2020. Look at this. July, June, June. You're getting huge chunks of oat milk here.
So I haven't had cow's milk in a very long time, purely because she doesn't like cow's milk.
So not out of your dairy intolerance?
No, she just does not like cow's milk. Oh. And I don't care enough to argue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just milk to me. It doesn't make... it's like she cannot stand Tom Cruise. Don't know why.
Why?
She cannot stand Tom Cruise. So I've not seen a Tom Cruise film in over a decade just because I don't care enough to go, I want to watch this.
When she goes away,
nah,
do you like to get Jerry Maguire on quick?
All the best ones are gone. A Few Good Men, Cocktail, Top Gun.
What about Mission Impossible? Have you watched any of the Mission Impossibles?
No.
It's called Mission Impossible
and he does it every time.
Mission Plausible.
Yeah.
That's what it should be called.
Mission Slightly Difficult. Mission gonna run into a few troubles, but eventually gonna get through it.
So no cow's milk, no Tom Cruise in your life.
No Tom Cruise.
If these are the compromises we have to make to have a happy marriage, it's fine.
It's okay.
What does she compromise for you?
Oh, nothing.
Exactly right. Perfect. And that is a happy marriage. That is how it works. All right, good. 2020 into late 2020 now, we're seeing Eco-Style Olive Oil Styling Gel. Is that for you?
Yeah. So I like to dream.
When did you lose the hair? When did the bounce hair go?
I've been shaving this for years. I grew it back many years ago, and I had braids for a while. And I've always... for a long time really just had either a shaved head or a low fade, something like that.
Yeah.
But then it was, I think, and I'm going to guess maybe 2 years ago, we might see it on there.
Yeah.
Where I was doing this to see if I needed to shave it.
Yeah.
And even now, I mean, you won't hear it on there, but I can hear the stubble.
I can just hear it.
Right.
Right.
So listen, and then I get to here and it's nothing. And you can hear it. And I was there and I was like, what the hell is... I was like, that is just skin. So then the razor came out. So I used to do it with clippers, and now it's razor.
Okay, so the it's fair to say the oil for styling hair is not for you. Equally, I'd imagine the Tangled Teaser wet detangling hairbrush.
That's not for me. That's for my daughter.
Okay, okay. Do you help? Do you help out with the?
At times, but then I get apparently I do it wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's brushing hair.
I mean, A to B.
Yeah. I don't get how you do that wrong, but apparently it is wrong.
If you backcomb it, maybe that's going wrong.
Yeah.
But if you're going from the top to the bottom...
It was tangled, and now it's not. Job done.
Do you get bullied by everyone in your house?
So, yes, in different ways, but I think the bullying is... Everyone gets bullied by each other for different things.
Lovely.
So I used... My goatee beard used to be longer than this, mm-hmm. but then my son used to find it hilarious... to grab it, and once those annoying little tiny fingers get in it, it was, I couldn't get his hand off, and he found it hilarious, which it was, and I can see from his perspective, because had this been me doing it someone else, I would have found it equally as funny.
Yeah.
So then I was like, right, now that's got to go.
He's now developed a passion for climbing.
Yeah.
It's very good at just getting those little nook holes, getting in there.
My little girl, where rather than sit on the many sofas in that living room, she's like, no, I'm going to sit on daddy's shoulders and then just poke him in the face.
That's what we're for, though. Yeah. We're just sort of giant sentient beanbags.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do. We'll take it until we snap.
Yeah.
Do you ever snap with them?
No. Because I think I don't out of... one, out of guilt, just from being on the road.
Yes, I see.
And then two, any time I feel like I'm going to snap, it's never because of them.
Oh, that's so wise, and I hate you for that. It's so true.
Yeah. I know
that. I still snap, though.
Yeah, it's a very difficult thing to do, where I'm like, right, I need to get out of here quickly.
Yeah.
And I'll just go and stand outside. And what used to annoy me is I used to go outside and have a cigarette. That's what I would do if I was in a mood about anything. Go and have a quick cigarette. Yeah. And so it got a lot harder when I wasn't smoking because I had nothing to get away. I couldn't do anything to let the stress out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's actually made me a lot calmer because you have to be.
You've had to come down because of the heart thing, surely.
Yeah.
You have to just be zen.
Yeah.
Are you still on medication for it? Do you keep
it?
Okay. Blood thinners and stuff.
Yeah. The blood thins are very evasive now. I used to be on what are they called?
Beta blockers.
No, there's a specific blood thin. Warfarin.
Okay.
Warfarin, which apparently was like rat poison. I was like, oh great, how did you figure that out?
Yeah.
Joe, I know what I'll do with that rat poison. See if it thins the blood in humans.
Well, presumably someone tried to poison someone and that person had a heart problem and just lived a really long
and
time.
And got healthier.
It got better.
So that one was horrible because you have to inject yourself twice a day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun. And it's like, and I don't like needles. So now I'm over that fear of needles.
Are you still injecting yourself now then?
No.
Okay.
But having to do it yourself will get you over a fear of needles.
So now you're getting into heroin, yeah?
Yeah. That's the best.
We like to listen to Toast, and we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to Toast. La 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 la.
Boxing inner gloves. Oh, and look, a big boxing bag, boxing
punch bag.
Yeah,
that was me. That was, I decked out my garage into a gym.
Oh, this is almost identical to what Tom Davis did.
Right.
Similar stature of a man as well. He filled his garage with all the stuff.
I completely gutted my garage and then put gym floor down. Oh. So I've still got a full weight set up, all Olympic weights. And then I've got a heavy bag that I use in there as well.
How often do you use them?
Well, the gym, not so much now because the gyms are open. I'm back at my normal gym.
So this was during lockdown. This is the second lockdown you bought
this
stuff.
This is the second lockdown.
Okay. So you like going to the gym, do you? You're happy to go to the gym?
Yeah, every now and again, I'll go in there if I really can't be bothered to walk to the gym.
Right, okay.
I can go in there.
So when you got the boxing bag in front of you, right?
Yeah.
I'm interested in this because my son's really getting into boxing. How long do you do on the bag?
So I do, I've got something called a Tabata timer.
Speak to me.
So it's basically 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off.
Aye.
And so you go...
And on is what?
Ba, 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 yeah, ba, ba, ba. You go full out on the 20 seconds.
Have that bag.
Yeah. So I would do 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, and I do it for about half an hour.
Half an hour.
And you are dripping after that.
And sorry to keep going back to the heart thing, but when you're doing that now, do you worry about going
Not
out
so
the
much
exercise?
Now, because I started off when I came out of hospital just by going for walks.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I got into the point where, okay, the walk was now easy, I would start jogging as far as I could.
Yeah.
For as long as I could.
Okay.
And then I would just walk the rest until I could... I essentially did couch to 5K without spending money on something that is very, very simple to do. Just jog until you can't and then walk.
Yeah.
And then just keep trying to extend it until I could do a 5K.
That is literally couch to 5K.
It is.
In a sentence.
Even when people are like, oh, couch to 5K, and they explain it, I was like, I don't get why you needed an app for that.
We have got to a point, though, haven't we, where... apps almost parent us.
Like, yes.
We litter our lives with apps for almost everything. Don't forget to drink water. Time for your poo now. Do you know what I mean?
Even washing your hands. If you see when you wash your hands on the watch, it starts going, oh, you're washing your hands.
20 seconds, 20 please.
20 seconds.
And do you know how long 20 seconds is to wash your hands? How often do you get to the... And again, and also, and this is makes you realise how dumb we are as animals. I am thrilled when I get the little buzz. I get a haptic little buzz on my watch because I've washed my hands for what feels like an hour. Yeah. And I feel like I'm achieving something.
Technology has made us thick. We are thick people now. Even down
Absolutely.
To driving. I remember sort of when we would have been 17, 18 and your friends start to get their first cars.
Yeah.
If you were in the passenger seat, you were responsible for the A to Z map.
Of course.
You had to figure out where to go. Yeah. And because
navigator.
Of that,
the navigator.
Yes, and I remember that even on the theory test way back in the day, one of the things, the questions on there was how you're meant to print off your directions before you get into the car.
Excellent stuff. Wow. I mean, for those of you listening who are under 40, a printer is like a thing in the corner that puts ink on paper. Yes.
Yeah, and it is thing. But because of that, I used to know where things are.
Yeah.
So I'd put in a postcode and follow that. I don't know where anything is now.
No, I know.
And I drive somewhere and I go, oh, I think I've been here. But you don't know because I'm just following an app now.
We're being absolutely stupefied if that is a word, but who cares if it's a word or not?
And you said absolutely.
Absolutely. We are, but we're rats in a cage.
Yeah.
Give us that medication.
Yeah,
because
we're
just going and getting, we get a little haptic buzz and we go, I'll come back and get that again.
So my favourite is when it goes, you've reached your stand goal. And I'm like, I'm sat down. But I'll take it.
I love it. Okay, great. Emmanuel, let's see what else we've got in 2021. We have got loads of things for the kids. We've got satin pillowcases. This is for hair and skin to help detangle.
Do you know what?
There's a lot of hair management.
It's so posh. We've got satin cases.
Yeah. But this is the decadence of our lives on Amazon. We see the mundanity of our lives, but we see the decadence when people are buying silk satin pillowcases.
Yeah.
I bought one for my wife because it's supposed to make your hair less sort of mad in the night. Doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. So with my little girl, when her hair's braided, it works for her.
Okay, works for the braids.
Yeah.
So I need to tell my wife next time she's on a silk pillowcase.
Yeah, braid your hair, you'll be fine.
Great, I love this. Okay, good. Water bottles, loads of that sort of thing.
Oh God, we've got so many water bottles.
Yeah, I know. But it's fine because we're not buying as much plastic. We're saving the planet by not buying plastic. I know. I've got crates and crates of water bottles.
Get rid of all of them and you can have one. You don't need more than one.
Yeah.
Two, maybe. But really, you don't need eight.
I remember, do you remember glasses?
What kind?
You'd get a glass and put water in a glass.
No,
and
that sounds weird. What are you talking about?
And now also, to go back to the infantilizing thing, we have all these plastic bottles with the little plastic nipple on, and
we're back to breastfeeding.
Because we're going, the app is telling us have water, and we sit there suckling on a plastic nipple that we bought on Amazon.
Just have a glass of water.
Vitamins B and C and D. Get it for myself, for my health, on the cheap. Gotta stay in shape, but I'm so lazy. Prime online, next day delivery.
The 3rd of January, 2022. You've bought a Minky Hob scraper.
What, when was this?
January 2022.
Yeah, we got a new cooker and it's glass top.
Uh-huh. A Minky.
I did not know it was called that.
No, the Minky Hob Scraper. It sounds really rude, but it's just a bit of basic domestic cleaning, isn't it? Disappointing, really.
It is.
I felt that could have gone somewhere. What have you been doing with your minky? No, just been cleaning the hob. Let's look elsewhere in 2023. Lots of sports stuff. You have bought, again, you've got a smart bulb. A Lumimon smart bulb, $8.99.
Yeah, we've got a few of those.
Love those. Right. And what's your vibe? Do you change the colours of them or do you just put them on?
The kids do.
Okay.
The kids do. They think it's great.
With you saying it's not a toy.
Pretty much. And look, they put a red bulb on while watching TV. It's like anyone walking past my house, you can't have red lights.
Kids.
Yeah.
But that's one thing we hadn't thought about. That is very useful if you are a prostitute.
Yes.
These smart bulbs are a real gift.
Yeah. Because then you can make your workspace homely again.
You can use your smart speaker to change it back to when you're off shift.
See, this is the thing with technology. I try and fight it, and then little things happen. I go, yeah, this is doing it. Like, it was even down to things like Alexa. Mm. I'm not using that. I will get the remote. I'll turn the light. I'm not doing it. Mm. And then we have a rule. Last one in turns the light off.
Classic rule. Love that rule.
So I've walked in with my food. I've sat down on the sofa. And she could have told me as I walked in, but she waited for me to sit down. She was like, you left the light on. Alexa, turn the light off in the kitchen. Ugh. And it did. I was like, I'm sold.
That is, it's so good.
Even if the remote's there next to me.
Yeah. Like,
Alexa, turn on the TV.
Yeah. But doesn't it feel good to know that your status is higher than that smart speaker? Obviously, it's not.
At some point, Alexa's going to turn on us. Mm-hmm. And of course, the house.
Of course, they're going to own the world. Of course, but there
We've
is a...
We've all seen iRobot.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Exactly. It's coming. It's a documentary, that. But there is that feeling whenever you use a smart speaker. I get it every single time. There's a little endorphin rush of, I just told her what's doing. She did exactly what I asked. Instantly.
Have you said thank you to Alexa?
This is a weird thing. The generational thing.
Yeah.
So my in-laws and my mum,
yeah,
please, Alexa, thank you. Thank you, Alexa. Please play BBC Radio 2. Thank you, Alexa.
Yeah.
We do not do that.
I find myself having again thanking Alexa.
Yeah. That's because you're a well-brought-up boy.
It is. Oh, Alexa, turn off the light. Okay. Is that thank you?
Do you think she's still listening when you say thank you?
I think so. I think she really appreciates it as well.
It might be worth saying, do you know what? If you haven't thanked you, Alexa.
Yeah.
Just to go, Alexa,
when
thank
the
you.
Robots finally rise up, I They'll feel remember. Like I'm going to be on the good side.
They'll know. Yeah. Can you imagine
it
when they rise
to
up
me.
With you going, Alexa, we had such good times. Why are you doing this
Why
to me?
Why are you turning on me, Alexa?
I said, thank you. Listen, we're getting towards the end of the show. This has been brilliant, and I've loved every second of this. Lots and lots of things that you've bought in the last few months. This is what we have to do, right? We have to find stuff that, you know, sums you up. And frankly, this is a delight that one of the most recent things you bought here on My Mate Bought a Toaster is a Morphy Richards 4-slice toaster.
Yeah, our toaster broke.
It's incredible how often that happens on the show.
Yeah.
Sadly, this series is not sponsored by a toaster company. It was before, and people were getting toasters. You probably didn't want to hear that, I know.
It should be sponsored by a toaster company.
I would get in touch with Morphy Richards, but I don't know. You've just told me that it broke. Toasters break all the time.
Oh, no, that one didn't break. That's the newest one.
Okay.
That one's good. That's a good... I like that. And it's got a cool blue light, which doesn't do anything, but it surrounds the bottom of the toast. So when you put it in, this light... And it just looks cool.
So it looks like a sort of teenager's Renault Clio in a supermarket car park.
And it's mesh.
Oh.
So it looks like the bottom grille of a Renault 5 GT Turbo, which most people are going to have no idea what that is, but it was a death
so
trap.
Good.
And it was the coolest death trap in the world.
Yeah, a death trap with one person with the A to Z in the passenger seat.
Yes.
Easier times, better times. Emmanuel Sanubi, this has been brilliant. Thank you very much for coming on the show. What do you feel you've learned about yourself or your other half? Any conclusions we could sort of lean into?
You know what? Nothing I didn't already know. I've seen a lot of the history. And again, it is the same surprise that you've had is me picking up my phone, looking through it and going, what has been ordered now? It's very rarely me.
So when the package arrives, you literally just go...
I don't even look at it anymore. I've stopped asking questions. It's none of my business. I just live there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You live there, but you are above Alexa in the pecking order. That's the important
thing. That's all that I need.
Emmanuel, to get away from the hell that is your domestic life, as we've established, you are on tour at the moment.
Yes.
This tour's going on and on and on just to keep away from them. Tell us where we can see you, because you're a brilliant, brilliant stand-up comic.
I'm
loved watching your clips
all over
online.
The country. I'm really looking forward to this tour. So literally, I'm going everywhere. There's most places there will be a venue near you.
Excellent.
I'm doing most of like Leeds, Bradford, Manchester, London, Brighton, Reading. There's most places there will be somewhere that you can come and see the show.
And they can find you on the Twitters and the Instagrams and everything, right?
Yes, Emmanuel Stand Up. My website is the same. All of the tickets and all the links are on there.
Perfect. It's just so easy. It's so convenient. Thanks, technology, for making it easy. Emmanuel, thank you very much for coming on our show. And we will now worship our overlord, Alexa. Thank you.
Thank you, Alexa.
That's it, done and dusted. Thank you to the brilliant Emmanuel Sanubi for jumping onto the Amazon Confessional Sofa. Don't forget, you can watch loads of our shows over at our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/@mymatebotatoaster. Yeah, it's pretty catchy. That's youtube.com/@mymatebotatoaster. If you give us a follow there, and you give us a follow on TikTok, @ToasterPod, and give us a follow on Instagram @ToasterPod, and follow the Hot UK Deals guys @HotUKDeals on Instagram, one of you will be winning a rather lovely Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer worth £100. If you want to win that prize, do all the things I just said. I'm not saying them again, just rewind if you want to listen. Come on, no one needs to hear more of me talking, not after the last 40 minutes or so. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well. Very, very happy to tell you that the excellent Catherine Ryan is going to be joining me very soon. We've actually recorded the episode. It's really good. That's going to be going up on our patreon.com/toasterpod very soon indeed. Josh Widdicombe's going to be dropping in. Paul Foote's going to be on his way very soon. And many, many more brilliant guests are going to be joining me on My Mate Bought a Toaster soon. Thank you for listening, you lovely human. See you next week.
It's my mate bought a toaster. Oh, it's my mate bought a toaster. Yeah, yeah. My mate bought a toaster. Oh, toaster for my